Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Moon reaches second base with a double. Gilliam moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Howard who is chasing the ball. Rogers reaches third base with a triple. Howard throws the ball into Carey who tags Rogers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carey strikes out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Brock. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Stan Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel fires to second and picks off Williams for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wills moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Wills moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moon juggles the ball. That's an error on Moon. Altman moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. There goes Altman. He's safe. There goes Rogers. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Rogers trying to get to home. Davis throws the ball into Sherry, who tags Rogers, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Burpell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sherry moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Sherry scores. Wills moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to second. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodgers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rodgers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodgers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Morhard pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Mo Morhard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morhard strikes out. 1 out. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Davis moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.